You're listening to a podcast from the Today programme on BBC Radio 4. The health of the candidates is an issue in the American presidential election campaign, as we all know. But is it an issue that's being discussed in a sensible, rational way that provides genuine information to people?
Oh, you think this is so easy? In this beautiful room that's 122 degrees? I don't know, folks. You think Hillary would be able to stand up here for an hour and do this? I don't think so.
I've been talking, so... Every time I think about Trump, I get allergic.
Why not share your medical records? Why not...
Well, I have really no problem in doing it. I have it right here. I mean, should I do it? I don't care.
Should I do it?
As you may know, I recently had a cough that turned out to be pneumonia. I tried to power through it, but even I had to admit that maybe a few days of rest would do me good.
Well, there we are. David Shiner was Barack Obama's doctor for more than two decades before Obama became president. On the line from Chicago, he's been telling me that there needs to be a change in the system to bring some independent medical judgment to bear on those who want to be president.
When you join the military, a soldier, sailor, they get a complete examination, a psychological examination. Now we pick a commander-in-chief. And we just say a report from their local physician is more than good enough, and that's not good enough. We've seen in American history particularly where the personal physician of either candidates or presidents have not given us the truth or have distorted it for young. Woodrow Wilson's physician, Grayson, did not let the public know the extent of his stroke. Franklin Roosevelt's polio, his disability was never revealed. John Kennedy's Addison disease was never fully revealed. So this happens, and I don't think we can take that.
But here's the thing there, Dr. Shiner. You've just mentioned three presidents, all of whom in their own way were extremely successful. Maybe this is just an effort to invade privacy and to know things that actually the public need not know or ought not to know.
The potential is there that something could go very, very wrong. The thing I would be most worried about would be psychological issues. I mean, Franklin Roosevelt's polio would not prevent him from, being a good president. But I think if they're a serious candidate, I think they should be vetted. Because I think, I think we should know that, for example, that their psychological status is stable. And if we had somebody that got into the, and we may have one now, who is unstable psychologically, it could be a disaster.
With Hillary Clinton, we know that she has something wrong with her. How worried are you about the way in which it emerged that she has pneumonia and about how she deals with it now?
I think Hillary is one of these people, that first of all, I think she just doesn't want to let people think that she's vulnerable. And I think that's one of the reasons she tried to minimize this illness. I must say, as a physician, I have done similarly stupid things. I can see where somebody who's driven would do something stupid like that. It's a part of denial. So I accept that it's not a good thing, but people who are driving don't want to show any weakness.
But nonetheless, the suspicion is that the pneumonia is just the most obvious illness that she has, and that actually, potentially, you mentioned blood clots, potentially behind the scenes, she is not as well as she needs to be president.
I think she's had her odds and ends, but there's nothing that I would find, life-threatening. And I don't question her, even though she sometimes is less than truthy. I don't think I would be as concerned about her mental stability as I would about Trump. He talks about the boats in the Persian Gulf and that he would, if the Iranians got too close, he'd blast them out of the water. I mean, the kinds of things he says are so bizarre and so off the wall that I would be very, very concerned about that. And I'd like to see a psychological profile of him. I really would.
Final point, we have a prime minister in Britain now who has type 1 diabetes. Do you think someone with a serious chronic condition could get to be president, or that all this fuss about health, this concentration on health, might actually end up with you Americans reducing the pool, if you like, of people who are available to do the job?
All things being equal, I would rather have somebody who is in good health, because bad things happen when you have diseases. On the other hand, as you say, we've had good presidents who are in rather poor health and who have done well. So I don't have a final answer on that one.
Dr. David Steiner, thank you very much for talking to us. You can listen to more free content from the Today program by going to www.bbc.co.uk/today.